The strange disappearance of romance. Can real-life romantic relationships compete with virtual love?
Something profound is happening in human relationships. Fewer and fewer people are forming them. This phenomenon has been observed the world over, and in some countries will create a demographic crisis in the near future. Worst off is South Korea, with the lowest birth rate in the world, 0.78 children per woman, well under the 2.1 rate needed to keep a population stable. By the end of this century, the country's population will have halved. France is no exception to the rule. A 2024 IFOP poll found that 24% of French adults aged 18 to 69 said they had had no sex over the previous 12 months. And the proportion of those aged 18 to 24 who had never had sex was 28%, up from 6% in 2006. Celibacy is only part of the trend, though. Large numbers of people have casual sex, but have no desire to form serious relationships. A recent survey by Pew Research Center found that 63% of American men under the age of 30 describe themselves as single, but only 34% of women that age say they are single. For the maths of that to work, men and women clearly don't view their relationships with the same seriousness. This can be seen in marriage statistics. For example, a survey of single people in Japan found that 34% had never had a romantic relationship at all, and only 46% intended to marry one day. And in the UK, for the first time ever, a majority, 58%, of adults in their early 30s remain unmarried. And the problem is about to become a lot worse, thanks to a new generation of dating apps. If you have not yet heard of apps such as Replica, Blush, and iGirl, then you soon will, as they are growing at phenomenal speed. What they offer is the possibility to create an AI-powered, artificial girlfriend or boyfriend who will interact with you in a realistic fashion, offering emotional connection, advice, encouragement, and, yes, eroticism. For instance, after paying a monthly subscription of 18 euros, the 25 million users of Replica, 80% of whom are male, can choose a digital companion from a wide variety of 3D avatars. They then create the avatar's life story, including their key memories. Users choose how avatars speak, caring, for example, or confident, and what they wear. Depending on how much you are prepared to pay, you can give your new friend specific personality traits. For some reason, making your virtual partner logical costs more, for instance, than making them sassy. When, like Dr. Frankenstein, you have finished your ideal partner, they will interact with you in a scarily convincing and adult manner. Last year, when an updated AI caused personality changes in the Replica avatars, there were cases of human users seeking psychiatric help with the resultant trauma. But at least the Replica companions are clearly avatars. Blush, in contrast, offers you a Tinder-like selection of photorealistic men and women, all absolutely gorgeous. There is someone to fit everyone's fantasy. There are some very fit firemen, for example. Others look very similar to Hollywood stars or cartoon characters. Aladdin is there, apparently in human form, as is Pocahontas. Again, users quickly develop genuine feelings for their AI partner. AI girlfriends are ruining a generation of men, as one data scientist recently said in Britain's The Times newspaper. All the apps gamify the relationship, encouraging users to spend more on their companion in the process. The deeper into the process you go, the stronger the emotional connection becomes, with evidence of natural biochemical effects in terms of attachment, such as dopamine and oxytocin, being released in the body. Human beings need very few social cues to interpret a technology as being person-like, says Dr. Chloe Locatelli, a sex tech researcher at King's College London. We're only at the very early stages of smart girlfriend companions. How are imperfect, real-life men and women ever going to compete?